Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. We teased this on the show today, but I thought I'd tell you guys the whole story and we can get your takes on it, because Katy Perry is teasing an upcoming new song, and she's getting all excited about it. The song coming out, she says, will be one of her biggest songs ever. Now, she managed to sneak it in during an American Idol promo somehow. They've not yet revealed when the song will be out, but it will be, quote, one of my biggest songs that has yet to come out. I cannot wait. She said the song was co-written by Canadian songstress Lou Kala, who was known best for Lotto's 2023 song Lottery, which, remember, we played here on The Mix.
I don't.
So we wait to you don't remember that one?
No.
It was like Big Lotto.
Yeah, Big Lotto.
I missed it. We played it in the morning?
Yeah, we played it. Yeah, you hated it.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
You probably deleted it from your memory box.
I really must have, because I swear, a lot of things I don't like, I remember.
You know what?
Liking,
we based that Dudes Day song. Dudes Day.
Oh, that's the song? That's called
it.
Lottery?
Yeah. Isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the
Something
one,
like that.
Anyway.
It's like I remember it like a fever dream. I can't tell you any specifics.
That's Tom Tom Club Genius of Love is what that's from. But I didn't know the name of the current one.
To say, it does seem to be a trend in music where you sample a very famous song and then make it a new song. Will Katy Perry do that? Or do we just think it's a big risk to even try to promote that your upcoming thing that hasn't even been a thing yet will be one of the biggest things of your career? I feel like that's a risk.
Oh, definitely a risk. I have no doubt in my mind that nobody's going to remember the song that she says is the biggest of her career.
Well, it's just don't overpromise, because it runs the risk of under-delivering. Whereas if you say, like, I really have a good feeling about this, I really love it, I hope everybody loves it, it feels to me like that would be the better thing to say, so you don't let yourself down.
It's almost like she knows it's bad, so she has to say it's, like, the best so that people go listen to it.
Maybe.
And then pull it apart, I guess. Like, ultimately, even if everyone goes listens to it, it'll be popular in a sense. Like, this is my best work.
Seinfeld always gets upset because he's had people introduce him as, like, the greatest comedian of all time. And then he's like, it's the worst intro ever, because now I'm coming out and you have this expectation. And no matter what, it won't live up to it.
Right.
And it seems to me, I don't know, I value humbleness. I think folks who just are like, oh, I'm excited. My record, I worked really hard on it. It'll be great. I'm pumped about it. I hope you are, too. That's fine. That's all I need. And I'm in, you know?
Well, I would agree. That's sort of a value that is going by the wayside, I feel like, you know? People brag and people hype themselves up and stuff, and that's like a normal thing now. But I agree with you. But again, just to not have egg on your own face if you're her, because now if it's not, it looks like it under-delivered what you were expecting.
Right.
Right?
Well, her husband, right? Orlando Bloom, they're married, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. He also, at a weird timing, of course, because we're drumming up news about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom now with her new music coming out, he said that when they first met back in 2016, he was feeling all these crazy feelings. So he wrote what he described as a mission statement about his relationship with Katy Perry. Quote, I wrote this like a mission statement when I first met Katy, because I wanted to try to articulate all these crazy feelings that I was having, which was like a real reveal that I hadn't had in a long time. One of the things that I said in this letter that I wrote her was, we're going to bring our little kids out, our inner child. We're going to bring out, and I'll duke it out with you as much as you like, so long as you promise to keep getting up. Because it's like, I need to know that you'll duke it out. I'll duke it out, but we'll get up.
So weird.
That's a lot.
I don't even know what that
I don't
meant.
Either. I did not screw that up. That is what is written.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I believe it. They're weird.
Yeah.
There is something like, it feels like all these things that happen with celebrities, I don't think anyone else on the planet's doing these things. Is it just that because celebrities are celebrities, they feel they have to do things? Are they really doing it? Are they just saying weird stuff to get people to talk about them? Is it real at all? I don't know.
I believe their life actually is weird, but I think that that's how they like became a celebrity. You know, they're like so different.
Yeah, they stand out because, that's fair.
Yeah.
Gotta be something a little different. And I wouldn't be surprised somewhere deep behind the scenes if there is an actual strategy of metric of like, okay, you got to say something that's about like this weird to get like in the algorithm where this many people see it or something. At this point, like it's sort of like, you got to understand the game is now different than it used to be, right? So say something as outrageous as possible so that you get the attention, because there's so many things vying for attention.
I like the idea of a PR team being like, this is really good. We're going to make it weirder before we put it out, but you're on a good start.
Would you be shocked, though?
Not
at all. Because, there are very highly paid PR teams, and you have to know this stuff, right?
And then there's the few where they're like, we got Jared Leto. We're going to make you less weird. Hang on, man. Can you just hold like a Pepsi can so you look normal? All right, that's your Morning Mix After Show. Listen to the Morning Mix weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix. And listen on the free Mix app, available in the Apple App Store and Google Play. We'll see you tomorrow on The Mix.